Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Hello, hello. It is Sunday at 6 p.m. That means it is time for the CITR 101.9 show crescendo with your host, Jed. Today is a very special show. I am very, very proud to announce that we got some guests here today. The fantastic math pop indie band from Vancouver, Tommy Alto. So, boys, why don't you introduce yourselves to the good old people out there?
Hey, hey. My name is Thor, god of calculus.
I'm Ben Klassen. I should have said my last name. You didn't say your last name.
No, I didn't.
I'm not going to come to this.
I'm Chris, no last name.
And I'm Chartwell, and I play drums.
Awesome. Good to have you boys here. Today we're going to be able to feature one song, an acoustic set by them a little later in the show. We need to get you guys acquainted with these fantastic gentlemen. So first off, just for the viewers out there like that just haven't actually gotten to hear you guys before, like a lot of viewers like aren't like actually from the Vancouver area. Mm-hmm. And if you like had to like describe mostly just through like genres kind of like make it difficult, but if you had to like compare either to other groups or other ways, just like the most concise way to like describe your sound, what would you have to say?
I guess like indie rock, indie pop music with a lot of crazy time signatures, but you know, keeping the hookiness of pop music, that type of thing.
Yeah, still catchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just weird sometimes.
Yeah, lots of big vocal hooks, lots of big guitar hooks, but lots of weird shit to make prog and math rock fiends stoked.
Like ambience too.
Yeah. Ambience and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. Also, that's a good
thing. Yeah, no, the cool thing about you guys, like, definitely, like, viewers, I like, gotta give you guys a listen. Look up Tommy Alto, a bunch of stuff on YouTube and, like, stuff like that. But also, the difficult thing I feel like with these kind of groups like you guys too, it's like trying to tie in melody back to like getting like the math rock vibe, because like the whole purpose of it is to time signatures be like out of whack, kind of different than everything else, but to bring it back into like melody seems like has that been like a struggle kind of, or
it's always come fairly naturally to us, I think, and that's why we've sort of fallen into the niche that we have, which we're pretty thankful for, because a lot of bands do struggle with finding a sound that they're super comfortable with, and it's been good. It's been good.
Well, here's the hard thing too, is you don't want to alienate the audience, right? I mean, we listen to a lot of weird stuff a lot of the time. Yeah. So it's like it's natural to write really weird stuff, but we know that not a lot of people do listen to that stuff. So thank goodness we also try to listen to as much mainstream stuff as we can to try to hook them together, I guess.
It's a really fun tightrope to walk. Doing that, you know, to balance melody and big hooks and, you know, pop sensibility with weird shit.
No, exactly. And it's cool too, because like the need bands like you guys too to actually like, because people aren't just gonna go from like listening to like top 40 then hear that This Town Needs Guns and be like, oh, I can get introduced. It's like you have to like bridge the gap by like, you know, like getting something like more like melodic and like something that's like somebody can like really like enjoy right off the bat, and it's
absolutely
like it's really important for that to be there. But yeah, so we're going to be talking with these guys, chatting them up a little bit throughout the show, and they're going to have a fantastic little set for you guys. But the first song, or right to the music, this is Crescendo CITR 101.9. The first song I'm going to spin for you is a great Sea Jam Blues by the late, great Oscar Peterson, Montreal jazz piano player, one of the most probably humble and talented jazz players of all time. I implore you guys to look up like some of the interviews of this guy. Probably just like the sweetest like dude I've ever seen in like an interview that has this much talent. Not Kanye. I'm trying to say not Kanye. But now here is Oscar Peterson with Sea Jam Blues. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.
Beppy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, hello, we are back. This is Crescendo with your host Jed, CITR 101.9, in the studio right now with Tommy Alto. We were just talking, actually, listening to the last Oscar Peterson bit, the one C major jam blues. We were talking about just like our jazz band history past, back when we were but lads, just getting into music. So, yeah, no, starting with you, Trotwell, like you were saying that you started off in like both classical and like kind of a jazz like background, like with drums, right?
Yeah, I played, I went to school at an all-boys private school, which sucked, because there's too many guys. But yeah, everyone who was interested in music went into classical or went into jazz. There was no rock, so you kind of had to start with the basics and then and build your way up. I have no idea how I came to play the music that I do now, but...
It's awesome. So did, like, some of the, did some of the kids involved, like, have anything to do with, like, I remember back, and at least I was in a public school, so it's like, I know this is a peasant talking right now, but, like, with the jazz band I was going to in middle school, we were like, we could be like, come on, can we please play this one, like, rockabilly-ish bluesy song? And, like, they're like, fine. So we kind of got that, but with, do you guys ever get, like, a chance to say, like, hey, we are interested in, like, this, like, as a class, and, like, would the composer or, like, the director be cool with that? Or was it all pretty rigid?
It was very rigid, but I'm on drums, so any time that a drum set came into any classical or jazz, everyone's freaking out, even if it's a 4-4 beat. It's really simple and shitty. Can we swear? No.
We did a content warning. A little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Abstain from racial epithets or anything really.
Yeah.
On the radio, here Crescendo, we are equal opportunity lovers. Everybody is awesome. never that.
Here at CITR.
Here at CITR. I really just want to get into like the NPR whisper voice sometimes. Like, yeah, so, Tommy Alto here. Going on to you, Thor, my friend. about like the, we're talking again like about the jazz like background. Did you get that at all as well in high school?
Nah, man, when I was in high school, I was into like brutal death metal and like just like dirty rock and like, I don't know, I had too much testosterone as a kid. And I don't know, like my musical taste has been all over the place, but it was actually only once I got into college that I got into jazz, because it was just instrumental jazz, a lot of like Bill Evans, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, that type of stuff. And I would just play it in the background and it would help me concentrate on studying and whatnot. And ever since then, I've been pretty hooked on it. But when I was in like, you know, 8th or 9th grade, never ever would have thought that I would be into jazz or even in a band that has any jazz influences. So yeah. It's a crazy transition for sure.
Yeah, it kind of creeps up on you too, because it's like once like you're really like, at least for me, like when I was growing up with like classic rock, I still love like things like AC/DC and stuff, where they could do like, they could layer so much just on the basis of 3 chords. But yeah, you definitely want more, and you want more texture in music sometimes. So it's like, as you're like getting to expose more, so that's how I got into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you as well, my friend. Why don't you introduce yourself to the people to remind them of your presence and tell us about your jazz experience?
I'm here.
I'm here. Yes, you are.
Oh, well, I grew up in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and there's like a band there. So music wasn't really a thing. You just did. I mean, in school, they threw you in a grade 4. Like, here's your clarinet. That's not good. It sucked. They're like, your hands are small. Here's a clarinet. And then I was like, crap. And so I played clarinet for a while there. That's cool. Not at all. And then, a jazz band came in like grade 7. It was like, whoa, jazz. And then like, well, here's a saxophone, because it's like, it also has holes in it that you can cover. So you can basically play saxophone now. So it's okay. So I played saxophone for a little while. And then that's pretty much the only jazz I've ever played in my entire life. And, I mean, when it comes on now, I mean, it's like, ooh, jazz, that's nice. But I never actually explored jazz.
That's nice.
You played Careless Whisper at least once, though. Tell me.
It's actually my voicemail.
It literally is.
I'm not even kidding you. It's bad. It's funny, though, because I'll get people like, it just stops midway through. And then people are like, hey, Benji, how you doing? Or they'll be laughing, and it's really funny.
I really hope nobody calls you to try to leave a voicemail with, like, bad news or something, just, like, really emotional.
Your dad's dead.
Oh, my God. Sexy sax man, why? Well. Ew. All right, also, yeah. So as well, my friend, your influence in the jazz, you were saying that you also like had some time in jazz band as well?
Yeah, I did 5 years, 8 to 12, at Sammy Secondary, for a jazz band. It was a fun time. yeah, I definitely met a lot of friends, and then those friends, and then just learning music kind of made me stay through all 5 years. And then I guess that learned, or that taught me how to kind of understand odd time signatures in a way, and just kind of venturing off with that, and then all of a sudden, these guys and their odd time signatures.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're probably the one of us that knows the most about music theory and whatnot.
Yeah, I do listen to a lot of prog rock, too, so
yeah.
That's just...
Yeah, in practice, you'd be like, hit the, like, the augmented sixth, and I'll be like, this one? Yeah, cool. That sounds good.
No, definitely. Yeah, no, awesome. But going on to, like, the next songs, too, like, for the next piece I'm going to play for you guys out there, coming back to from, like, the jazz roots of our olden days, now we're going into more contemporary times, with directly associated with the styling of their tunes. This one is This Town Needs Guns, a great math rock group, with Cat Fantastic. So I hope you enjoy this. Anything else you want to say briefly to the people out there before we continue with the music, fellas?
This Town Needs Guns rules. Thank you for playing them.
No problem. No problem, my friends. Hey, thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Here is Cat Fantastic with This Town Needs Guns. Thank you for listening to Crescendo at CITR 101.9. Don't you go anywhere.
Hills and far away.
Alrighty, and we are back. the Teletubby is are here with us, joining us.
What an unfortunate thing.
Well, that was awkward.
Yeah. I think it was the best timing.
So I was talking to these boys, and as I like to do, I need the guest pick of the week for any incoming guests on my program. So why don't you tell us about the song you picked out for us?
This is a song by a great band from Sacramento called Speed of Sound and Seawater. Their frontman Damian Rice has like three separate projects that, in my opinion, all pretty much sound the same, but they're all really, really cool, sort of like poppy math rock type stuff. Like it's like the 1975 meets, like, I don't know, This Town Needs Guns or something. Like super noodly and complex, but it still gets stuck in your head all day. And,
yeah, that's pretty much noodly.
Noodly being, I don't know, like just obnoxious guitar work.
Tapping on clean guitars.
Yeah, essentially.
Too many notes. Yeah.
Too many notes.
There's a lot of words for that people don't get when I try to explain it. Like, you know, the guitar has a lot of, you know, twiddly bits and like
turkeys.
The way we describe it is turkeys because it's kind of.
No, I'll keep trying. So, like, that's, like, probably the most annoying stuff to get stuck in your head, though, is math work, because if you're humming along to it, you can't keep up with your own humming.
Yeah.
It's like, well, dude, are you okay? Like, yeah. Wrong, should I call a doctor? But, yeah, so this is The Speed of Sound in Seawater from Sacramento. Right by where I'm from. Oof.
Yeah, man.
You're getting me right in the heartstrings. With Winter Solstice, baby, thank you again very much for listening. This is Tommy Alto, the band. They're here with me. It's really nice. Thanks, guys. And on CITR 101.9, their show Crescendo.
Cold tongue existed. On top of the world, I'm such a cool.
And we are back, and it is the moment we've all been waiting for. Tommy Alto's going to perform a little ditty for us. What is this one called, friends?
This is called Crow's Nest. It's off our current album, Atlas Patterson.
Good stuff. Well, without further ado, I give you Tommy Alto. Speaks for itself. That was Jesus, dude. Oh, your orchestration is ridiculous. That was the recording. That's you guys are wizards, and you should be burning the stake. I'm sorry, it's magic. You know, that's Tommy Alto. Everybody, with you guys, you better plug your next event so everybody can go ever.
How convenient, because it just so happens.
Yeah.
No, we're playing with a great sort of Midwest emo type band called Foxing. On November 22nd, that's, 6 days from now? Yeah, Saturday, at a really cool venue in East Vancouver called 333. All ages, by the way. We're huge fans of playing all ages shows because, you know, let the kids shred too. But yeah, so that's gonna be a really sweet thing. So if you dug what you just heard, definitely come out to that. And also Foxing are super sweet. They're with another band who are from New Jersey, I think, called Gates that are coming. Also Local Heroes, Open Letters from Abbotsford, who are like fast, screamy pop punk. I don't know. They're super sweet. But yeah, man. Hopefully, we'll see some of your fine viewers there.
The fine viewers of the radio. And I have to also tell you that "Let the Kids Shred Too" should be your next family-oriented rap album. I see. I'm like
math rap.
Some Will Smith
sweet
jazzy
lord. Sweet lord.
Wow. Well, you better check out Tommy Alto's stuff there. That was, guys, honestly, that was phenomenal. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so while I'm trying to recover from that, I'm going to spin another track for you listeners out there. This is with Janelle Monáe with her Electric Lady single from the Electric Lady album. Definitely check out, just honestly, just like Google search like all her entire like concept, because this is like, she's kind of bringing like a psychedelic R&B kind of thing to the whole Ziggy Stardust kind of idea, but it's like has this whole like intent on like Afrofuturism and like a lot of like really interesting concepts to it. But like it kind of, it dabbles with being a concept album while still like having like, even if you weren't aware of it, you'd still think it's a really good music. So right now is Janelle Monáe with Electric Lady. Thank you for listening.
Get For it. I think that that's
she hasn't been back since.
Barely dressed, looking for love along the plateau. The girls are young, a little dumb, and they're going it alone. My boys, it's all the same tonight. You've got to make a choice. I need to serenade her now. Don't waste that pretty voice.
Yeah, but this is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. This is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. I took her on back home. I hadn't seen the bed in months, but I hadn't been alone. I got pulled over, whiskey in my feet. Bump bitties a hospital, blood came pouring out of me. Yeah, but this is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. The last thing that she'll see. Come looking for me. She come looking for me. She gonna find me on the floor. She'll find me on the floor. And this is life we're living. Life ain't always about. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor.
And we are back once again with Tommy Alto still chilling here. We just have a few more minutes. Sadly, we must say goodbye soon. Wow! Was that a wolf howl or a cry? I don't know. So, of course, the absolutely necessary chat we must add is we need some tour horror stories.
So many.
Let's take us on a, let's have some story time right about now.
An adventure.
Okay, well, we tend to tour quite a lot, so it's hard to pick a top one, but during the break, we decided the top pick would be a story that we have titled Chundi Wonder. Because we were on the last stop of our American tour. We were in Bellingham at a sweet place called The Shakedown. And it was like the last show. We were like, cool, like let's go home. It's Bellingham. It's like 20 minutes from the border. And we met up with a group of people. Who half of them we were friends with before. Half of them we just met that night. And they were like, hey, want to go grab some food after the show? We were like, oh, you know, we kind of want to go home, but, you know, okay, whatever. And they're like, oh, we'll pay for you. We're like, uh-huh, okay, yes, yes, we'll go.
We said yes wrong, I'm sorry.
And notable to the title of the story, we had played with a great band from Bellingham at that show called Chunky Wonder, which is certainly a name.
Yeah.
So we go to this, like, dumpling place that's right across the street from the venue, and we're like, oh, cool, dumplings, that sounds fun, you know, pierogies and dumplings and stuff. And we walk in, and there's, like, these two chicks that are just, like, all over each other.
We thought
they
were banging. We were like,
yeah, we
really
thought
awkward.
They were just making out and PDA and all that. And
one
then,
didn't have a shirt on, didn't she?
She
didn't,
like,
really have her.
Barely.
Like, yeah.
It was like a
weird
sports bra or something. Yeah. Anyway, so they're, you know, explicit. And and we thought they were just being, you know, doing that, being together. And then one of them just chundies all over the floor. Of,
may I interrupt? Yes. I apologize, but for our American viewers, now what would a chundi mean?
Is that a Canadian thing?
I think it is. A lot of like, my NorCal friends don't know about it.
Interesting. A
projectile.
Chundi. A chundi is yeah, you
projectile vomit.
Projectile vomit due chiefly to liquor, generally, I think is the, the consensus.
I've heard of the mythic chunder dragon where you're chundering so hard that your arms go back in a dragon-like aerodynamic position. Not only are you having a volatile stomach reaction, but you're ready to take flight.
That's quite accurate.
That's awesome.
But anyways,
too much alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah. You know, stay safe, stay straight edge.
Yeah.
but yeah, so she just chundies all over the floor of this dumpling place, and everyone is completely speechless, and we just kind of go, yeah, you know, we don't particularly want dumplings anymore. We're going to go back to Canada. And the group of people we were with were like, yeah, Yeah. Oh, and then also Chart tried to help, and then she just like puked all over his shirt. That's
well,
like
see,
a...
the thing is, he didn't know, and he just had on the bottom of his shirt. He didn't know. He's just kind of just like in shock for a moment there. And I didn't want to tell him that he had puke all over his shirt.
It was
he's
a
the
huge
kind of,
sweater too.
He's the kind of guy that would just burn all his clothes off if he found out.
Well, he just bought the new sweater. Yeah. It's like the first time wearing it. Yeah. He's never worn it since.
So thank you, Chandy Wonder. Shout out to you. You really are.
Yeah, that is Chandy Wonder. I think that's the most the best and most appropriate story that
there's
we
there's a lot worse.
It's also
but
the
we can't
most
really
recent.
Talk about
so
that was also the most recent.
We
yeah.
remember it the best.
Yeah, we were on tour for about 3 months this year, so there's quite a lot of material. But that's the freshest in our minds.
Yeah, there should be a graph to show the exponential growth of the commonness of vomit in your life when you hit the age 19 or 20. It's just like it's like when you're young, it's like okay, you might get sick every once in a while. Then there's a nice like vomitless like time, like a period of just like not a big part
it's
of
beautiful.
Your life. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Then you go right back, drive back. Yeah. But oh, I believe this might be us having to sign off for today. Thank you very much, Tommy Alto. You boys are absolutely phenomenal performance. Everybody. Now, what was that show that you guys are playing again soon? Why don't you tell the viewers one more time?
November 22nd, that is a Saturday. It's all ages at a great venue called 333. Look it up. It is it's a cool place. We're playing with Foxing, and it's going to be a fun time. Mosh pits and stray Doc Martens flying everywhere, etc. It'll be a good time.
Ooh, straight Doc Martin. I think that might have killed a Kennedy, I feel like. That's some heavy-duty stuff, man. Yeah.
It won't be that punk, but it'll be kind of punk.
Moderate punk.
Just happiness and vegans were...
Yeah, the show is all ages and also vegan and gluten-free.
really? Or like,
No.
It is all ages, though.
Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, that's good.
Something Ebola joke. I don't know.
No. Tap out. All right. Anyways, so here's the one song. I played this for you before, but I can't get enough of it. This is local Vancouver punk band White Lung with In Your Home. Hope you enjoy it and have a fantastic week, friends.
Woo.